Start the open session?
Yep.
All right, so we'll entertain a motion to come out of closed session.
Make a motion to come out of closed session.
I second.
All right, all those in favor, we'll do a roll call vote. Aye, Nick Bauscher.
Josue Rojas.
Aye, Steve Ellern.
Aye, Tyler DeHolst.
Aye, Bill Davis.
Aye, Samantha Shoup.
Aye, Laura DeHolst.
And Stephanie Zweigart had to leave, so she is no longer with us. All right, so we're coming out of a closed session. Let me close this off. She's gone.
Next closed session.
Well.
All right, so we'll entertain a motion to approve what we spoke about in the closed session.
I motion that we approve the bonus for Amy Campbell as discussed in closed session.
I second the motion.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. We will move on to reports. Everyone good? All right, governance, Steve, what do you got for us?
I got all kinds of stuff. I arranged this wonderful training from Monty, so you're welcome.
Thank you.
And we're going to have
great.
Another one. So we're working hard, getting stuff done. That's my report.
We are report, Steve.
Right? Yeah, I'm not kidding. You know, this is all part of my master plan.
Yes,
you know, it's
I'm
just
aware.
Falling together.
All right. Next, we've got academics. Samantha.
Yeah, I'm told to table that one.
Okay, that's fine. Next, we've got development and marketing. Stephanie left, but Sam was telling me that she was like super busy, couldn't do it, and we got our meeting in yesterday, so we nailed it.
After the board agenda.
Yeah, I'm not gonna brag too much about having my report done. So, yeah. No, but it was good. I wanted to go into that meeting and have everything done and pass it off to a company to just do it. But it was proposed there that we would kind of go back to the drawing board a little bit. So what we're going to do is Kim, my wife, is going to donate her time and come up with a brand positioning report, which we're going to go through over the next 2 months. And then she's going to kind of figure out what we have and what we need. And then after that, we're going to sit down and pick and choose what we think we can do. And then we're gonna redo the RFI and hopefully we get some other people submitting. So it'll be more defined.
If not, we build a team here on campus, which will be helpful because most of them have some marketing background.
Yep. And then sponsorship is kind of along the lines of that. We have the packet done. We spoke a little bit about it yesterday in the marketing meeting. And some ideas, and so we're going to get another team together to go through the ideas for that. By February, we should have a semi plan for marketing, at least a defined RFI, and then also a sponsorship committee or plan, a better plan, because we want more money.
Yeah.
So,
and at some point, we're going to have a conversation about approaching Kim because he's worried about it. She's super worried about conflict of interest. So just in transparency, we allowed her to volunteer to do it, but when the RFI goes, if we don't get any responses, then I'm going after
her. Yeah.
So be ready, because she's good and she is willing to kind of help our people do it so our costs are low. But the two of them, it was fun to watch. So
I asked her to come with something. She said, no, I'm not, I don't want to do it.
And I don't feel like, comfortable doing this, and I don't want it. I mean, like, it was fun to watch it.
I just want it done. I was hoping to have it done by January. So, anyway. All right. Report shall include. Okay. So, technology task force. I think we disbanded that one. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Finance.
Completed task.
Anything?
Nothing more than what I think we covered a lot of finance tonight.
Okay.
That was great.
Stephanie left, unfortunately, so we won't get to talk about retention. Bill, how did the risk analysis go?
Yeah, it went really well. Let me pass around the risk assessment that was developed. And then we have a bunch of really good talking points about it also. But what I started with was making the assumption that there's plenty there if you guys want to see them also. But it's in essence, we're talking about who's driving. So is it a parent? Is it a staff member? And then what are they driving, whether it's a vehicle or a rental, you know, a personal vehicle or a rental or a school vehicle, and then the same thing for the trailer. So I just kind of filled out, and me, Amy, and Teresa agreed on a couple of points about that. But in essence, what we developed was that there is some insurance gaps, and we need to make sure that there's verification of those pieces as the parents are signing up. Possibly some additional training for somebody that's towing a trailer, as well as ensuring that that person that's towing the trailer has insurance on the trailer as well. Trailer and contents, and rider. We also talked about OPA's umbrella policy to see where that coverage could reflect on, you know, cover part of that if something came up. We also talked about possibilities about requiring rental for a trailer in the future, whether OPA wants to purchase a trailer, or if we leave it how it is, where a trailer is just provided by the community and we use it. So, but any of those, we still know that there needs to be a better verification system for our insurance, and making sure that when the agreement is made, that that's the vehicle that they're taking, and how many people are in their vehicle, and those kind of things. So I don't know where we want to go with this task force from here.
I think you should. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, are there any holes in the policy, or is it just...
There's one, and that's that we're still checking out. It's a comprehensive is not required for liability insurance, and we required it in our forms that comprehensive insurance be provided, but it's not by the liability standards. But then in talking to the liability people, they want us to have $300,000 worth of liability insurance. But then in the state law, that's not a requirement for state drivers, so we'll lose drivers.
Yeah, you won't get a lot of trucks.
Right.
The question that I brought up when that came back is that our policy holder recommended that each driver have $300,000 worth of coverage. My question back to that, not necessarily back to them, but for this board probably, is now that they've recommended that, does it need to be a requirement? Like, because that could, in essence, be a legal stance for them. We told you guys to have $300,000, so we're not going to cover anything until that's covered. So I'm really worried about just that email coming to us.
Yeah.
So if, say, I volunteered to be a driver,
but
I would have contact my personal insurance and up it for that period of time.
Yes. That is
Has anybody called to see?
I have not, no.
I'm just wondering, you know, what it costs to up your insurance for 2 weeks.
I can have my wife look at that. She does insurance.
Yeah, have her look at that.
It's going to be a decent increase.
Yeah.
I'll ask her to look into that.
Because they're probably figuring the value, you know, it's probably when they're doing their math on it, they're probably doing it at half. $300,000.
And a lot of that increase is going to depend on the driver's history as well. It could be different for you as it is for me.
And that's primarily for coverage of kids.
Which it makes sense if you have six kids in your car and you have an accident with six kids in your car, $300,000 does not go very far.
Yeah. Right. But is the insurance company going to say, well, you know, this is for you and just your thing. You shouldn't have been driving for a school base. Their insurance should cover that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the other question.
And I personally, the person driving the trailer should not be carrying kids, in my opinion. I think we need to add that.
But part of the risk assessment talked about having a staff member, somebody at the school.
So that they can go through the driver's training, and we can actually provide them with a different level of driver's training. I just finished the
like backing up the trailer.
Defensive driver training skills. So,
if we did get a trailer too, it allows us to like know the weight limits and make sure that the the bearings are packed and the brakes are there. And
I think training in packing as well, because that's essentially what wrong is the heavy to the front and not. You know, heavy in the back, which caused the fishtail, which caused whole deal.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of variables. Yeah. The trailer hitch.
I think if we went back to Hanover and said we need
need to get a truck as well.
They probably have
a truck needs to have a trailer brake.
Everything else.
You should provide the whole thing or nothing. Yeah.
Right.
So I think this is awesome. Probably need to meet in January again and have the policy and review, and then maybe Tyler could be there, I can be there, and we can go over what needs to change on the policy and then what they need to change on their end with forms and everything.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to set that up?
It'll affect our parent volunteers now too.
Yeah, we want to make it easy. We don't want to make it harder. So
anything we can cover. Sure, bottom line, we have to make sure the school's covered.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. And we got to wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
With all fees. Of it,
yeah. Yeah. The fees will be the.
Yeah.
Mixer of I don't even need this.
Yeah. Well, let's move forward like we need it, and then we'll cross that. So, Bill, if you want to set that up and just send me and Tyler, and Tyler will find out on some stuff, and then we'll. Probably I'll read the policies and go through some of the forms and see what we need to change. So
awesome.
Cool. All right. So I think that is kind of it.
Some other business.
January. Yeah. So our January meeting is going to be on January 24th. We want to do a little bit of a going away party for one of our members who's been here for a long time, and that's Laura.
11 years. 11?
And...
12-ish.
12.
So we'd like everyone on the board to be there. What we're going to do is we're gonna bump up the board meeting to 4 o'clock. We're going to go 4 to 5 on the 24th, and then we're going to go somewhere from 5 to 7. Spouses, significant others are invited. Steve and I will find a place, and we will... probably provide food and you can get your own drinks.
Not
so
Union. She spends enough time.
Yeah, so we're looking at the underground Zuko. That's probably the one we'll look at because that'll be kind of fun. So just come hang out.
It's
and
so anything happens there, does not leave there.
Or maybe we could cater at Nancy's too.
That was January 24th?
Yeah, January 24th. So that's our board meeting. So we will try and do a quick board meeting. And we'll try and take some of the tasks off, and then we'll head over there.
February will be more of a work session than pieces.
Yeah, so February will be committees again, and January I'm hoping we can do like a quick goal update with committees. So if we think we're done with some of the goals, or just updates on goals if we need to update them. So, you got anything?
So is everybody okay on the 24th?
Yep.
Josue, you're good?
Yes.
You guys are good. We already checked.
24th,
you're back. You're back. 24th?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Does anyone have any other business?
You have any comments? You've been quiet today? Anything, questions, comments, anything you've been thinking about?
I have a question for you. The Spain trip. So I thought we weren't doing it. Fundraisers or what's going on with Spain?
Why do you think we weren't doing it?
I thought that you said that we couldn't do it
this year. No, with the fee injection, there's a good chance we won't be able to do it next year. We're at 15 kids currently, which is really low.
Yeah, that is.
And it's mainly because the cost has gone up because the euro exchange right now is high. So it's about $2,700 a kiddo instead of $25. But we just had our payment. Our payment is due on the 15th. For December, and we'll know a more definite number because they have to have $1,500 to us by the 15th in order to go. So, okay. I'll have more information later on. Yeah. No, sorry if I expressed that. It's if in the injunction, that's going to be a problem. If we don't figure out fees and we can't pay for the kids to go to Spain, then we won't be able to do
it. Unless the injunction that
changes.
It's one that has a 3-0 punch in it.
Yeah. And I would assume the schools are going to push back on whatever they're saying.
They're trying, but it's not going very well.
It's not going good? No.
What we were talking about as a possibility is if you create an application type experience to get in to be accepted and it's not based on finance, then you would have kids apply to get in, they'd be selected, and then you could look at, okay, who has to be funded, and you could budget for them.
Oh.
And it would be easier to manage.
Mm-hmm. And you can do fundraising.
There's also some wording in the law that says that it has to be equal across the state. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of that.
But we usually have a lot more than 15.
Yeah, usually 20, 23 last year. Our largest year is 29.
Such a cool experience. I'd hate to go away.
Yes, and I know because of cost. And I also had a parent who was kind of on a rampage because she was worried about human trafficking. And she actually like brought it up in one of the first meetings.
Oh,
and
wow.
I simply said to her, like, listen, if you're going to be uncomfortable, don't go. Because there's no way for us to monitor that. So I don't want you worried and freaked out and getting everybody else freaked out the entire time. Just don't go.
Yeah.
And so she and her sister... and her sister's kid, like they kind of pulled up, so our numbers kind of dwindled. But, and it's the cost is high this year.
They've watched Taken too many times.
The
movie Taken.
The movie Taken.
Don't even kid around.
Okay, so can I just comment too? So when Debbie hands you these policies with the hole punch in them, the idea is that you then go to your policy binder and you find the old one and you take it out. So like, I'm gonna go to, this says 6, so I'm gonna go here. And I just match up the two, take the old ones out, put the new ones in.
Did one of them just change a number? Just go,
yeah,
it went from 19 to 20.
I think we accidentally.
Oh, okay, time, so. Sounds good.
All right, anything else?
Nope, thank you.
All right, meeting adjourned, thank you.
Yeah, I think, no, to adjourn you don't have to.
We're just doing it.
You can just say it's over.
Yeah.
We are adjourned.
We need to adjourn.
Because cool. Someone can't say no. I wanted to keep going. And you.